The Real Story, the show where we go behind the headlines, tell you what's really happening on Wall Street. All right, you know, I spoke about one of the problems in that the economy is seeing is that a lot of companies are overburdened by debt, overleveraged. They're trying to deleverage. You saw a lot of, during the boom, if you remember, lots of private equity companies would buy companies with the whole idea they want to lever them up, take them public, and get out of them. And what happened was is they had to escape a lot of deals because of what they would say was material adverse conditions. So they'd just break deals and pay money to get out of them. Or they would buy the companies, and now they have to run them. And it's not just private equity players. It's everybody. It's hedge funds. It's banks. All of a sudden, if you owned a, it could be a real estate property or a company, and they were all levered up, and you tried to just flip it and get out of it, you couldn't anymore. And I spoke about this problem with Alex Sorokin over at Halsey Lane Holdings. They help debt holders manage companies, help turn them around. Because these hedge funds don't know how to run a company. Anyway, what I wanted to find out from Alex Sorokin is, what are the bankruptcy trends in 2010? Is the worst over?
Well, 2009 was an unprecedented year. Bankruptcies were up 38% over 2008. And with regard to 2010, there seems to be a little bit of a mixed view, depending on who you speak with, on what the year is going to look like. Some people say that the first quarter will be a good indicator. In our business, Halsey Lane Holdings, we have a lot of contact with investors as well as with professionals involved with restructured companies. And the sense I have from speaking with them and based on kind of the pipeline that they talk about is that 2009, in terms of the level of bankruptcies, is much higher than what 2010 is expected to be. In other words, 2010 will be an abatement off that level, but that doesn't mean that companies are out of the woods yet.
Are they able to get money to refinance? You keep hearing the president and Congress say that the banks need to lend. Can companies, struggling companies, get money right now?
It's easier to do than in 2009, but still these companies remain so overleveraged that with the weak economy and also with problems still persisting in certain industries such as media, newspapers, hospitality, casinos, obviously the commercial real estate, it's difficult to get the refinancings done with new money. That's not to say that existing lenders won't restructure and put off the problem to another day, but to completely fix the problem, it's just very difficult to do in today's environment.
How does Halsey Lane come in and help a company fix the problem? What is your role in the process? Now, do you seek out maybe a private equity buyer who bid off more than they can chew, and all of a sudden they can't either go with an IPO or they can't sell the company, so they're forced to manage it? So you come in there and you manage it for them? Is that what you're doing?
Well, it's sort of like that, although a little bit different. You know, in the restructuring and bankruptcy process, there are a lot of professionals involved. And what's different this time is that we've got bankruptcies that are happening quickly, and there are also companies that are not getting sold in bankruptcy, either because of the financing, weak economy, or lack of strategic buyers. And as a result, you're having restructurings happen where you've got lenders now becoming owners of companies. And unlike the restructuring process where there are a lot of professionals involved, once these companies end up getting restructured with these new owners, and it could be a disparate group, that could be commercial banks, insurance companies, hedge funds, CLOs, mutual funds, and others like that, that all are different in terms of what their investment or asset management philosophies are and so forth. And given that all of these parties are looking for ultimately to get a maximization or realization of their recovery from what they originally had loaned to these companies, all right, there'll have to be some sort of a sale or an IPO that ends up taking place. In addition, given that these are shorter duration bankruptcies, whereas in the past companies had a time to go ahead and fix themselves operationally, that's no longer happening. So many of these companies are actually coming out with the same operational difficulties and weak performance that they had going in, just less debt and new ownership.
So do you think when you see companies like CIT go into bankruptcy, come out quickly? Now they got John Thain over there. GM goes in, and you know, we're going to see if they're going to come out fairly quickly. Now, Are these guys still in bad shape, even though they supposedly went through the cleansing that is bankruptcy?
Well, GM,
not them in particular, unless you want to address them, but in general.
You know, there's still work to be done at GM and obviously at CIT as well. But, you know, those are just large mega cases. The vast preponderance of these companies are much smaller, and obviously there's been less time taken to restructure them, and that's where Halsey Lane Holdings comes in. We're looking to work for these new owners of these companies and actually help them realize their recovery, and secondly, to go ahead and do that in a way of managing their investment as a private equity sponsor would have. In other words, to manage it like a deal, to sit on the board. But you know what? In these situations, a board isn't necessarily enough because there's going to have to be a deal put together. There's going to oftentimes be a requirement for the business to be fixed. It's a hands-on, intensive, day-to-day requirement, and that's where Halsey Lane Holdings comes in. We work for the owners in order to typically to sit on the board of a company, but manage it day-to-day, be involved with the management and operations and the deal to ultimately get them as much money back as quickly as possible.
Well, it's amazing to me about the whole idea of that you now need people to actually run the businesses, because I read an article today that Blackstone is not able to do as many IPOs as it thought it would. So it's going to actually have to run a lot of the businesses that they overpaid for, and you know, they use debt to buy these things. So all of a sudden you have a lot of these private equity companies, Blackstone, KKR, Fortress, are forced to be managers, and that's just on a big scale because they can't get out via IPOs. So all of a sudden, I guess what you're saying is you're going to need a lot of people to actually run businesses, not just try and flip them.
Well, actually, the managing is deals, all right? There, Blackstone and others like that have private equity groups who are specialists in taking an investment, seeing it all the way through, and ultimately managing the disposal of the company and exit process, whether it's an IPO or the sale of the business. Now, instead of parties like Blackstone who have private equity professionals, right, in their private equity groups,
mm-hmm.
you have owners who are hedge funds, who are bankers, who are mutual fund people, whose perspective is really financial. That's not to say that if they didn't spend the time or have the time or the resources to manage these kind of situations, they wouldn't be able to do that.
So it's really people like hedge funds, all of a sudden they bought debt in companies, and now they got to run these companies. They have no clue, so they're going to bring in Halsey Lane.
Exactly right.
And that's going to be going on throughout the year, and a lot of American companies are over-leveraged. The debt problem is still out there, and they're going to need a lot of good managers to get them through.
It's not only the management, but it's also managing the deal. These companies are going to have to be sold. They're going to have to be taken public in order for these new owners to get their money back.
Final question. What do you think this means for the whole securitization market and the fact that it used to be you'd buy a piece of debt and the whole idea is, you know, you'd wrap it up and sell it, get rid of it like a hot potato, and now people actually have to manage businesses. Is this going to slow down the securitization market?
It's hard to say. You know, they're still investors. I mean, when people make an investment, it's not necessarily because they plan on owning the company. When they end up owning the company, it means it hasn't worked out right. I'm sure that the market will end up rebounding. And, you know, over the course of a number of years, the securitization market and other forms of investment vehicles will, you know, make a robust recovery.
Going to be interesting. Alex Sorokin over at Halsey Lane Partners. Very interesting outlook for bankruptcy in the economy. Thanks for coming on The Real Story.
Thank you very much, Greg.